Welcome everybody, share number 1135. We're learning today, Lilin Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Ravaran Zizu, Lilin Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, and Lerufur Shlema Yosef Chaim Ben Liba Arnina, getting back to Amalach of Tzad, trapping. Okay, so then there's another, we've been talking about various different type of insects, the various different type of categories. Of course, we spoke about if it's dangerous, that's not even a question. Dangerous insect, all hands on deck, the kuach nefesh. If somebody's allergic to the extent, you know, whereby it'll be dangerous and so on, then you're allowed to kill it. That's not even a question. Especially most of the insects are drabanan, mosquitoes. Mosquitoes, bees, these type of things in general. Okay, but be it as it may, now there's we spoke about that, and then we said that one could trap something like a bee or if a mosquito, if one knows that a mosquito bite could cause an allergic reaction, not dangerous, but it could swell up a little bit. It's painful. It has, we have a din of a bee. But then there's another category of sort of like a flea. A flea. The Shulchan Aruch talks about a flea, and the Sefer Kolam actually puts into the same category a mosquito when it is actually biting. When it's like, you know, it's stinging a person or biting a person. A person sees. Again, it's not dangerous. We're not dealing when it's dangerous. And L'chayr, we're dealing with a case whereby it's not going to be majorly painful, but it's annoying. So the question is, what could I do in such a case? It's on my skin, it's biting, or whatever the case is, and it's just an annoying thing. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down, now it's Simon Shin, Tez, Zion, Sif, Tez, Parish, this Parish type of a thing, it's a category. It's actually like a flea, but it sets up for us a category whereby something is biting a person's skin, or I don't want to say stinging, because stinging could be worse, but it's just annoying. Nothing's going to happen, there's no allergic reaction, there's nothing major over there, but it's just annoying. As Asla Tzuda says, the Shulchan Aruch, one is not allowed to trap it, Ela Im Kein Al Bisaray. So let's say this flea is flying around, right? So I want to just trap it, that you're not supposed to do. Ela im kein hu al basari, but if it's on the person's skin, and it's biting the person, right? It's this little flea is stinging them or biting them. Then one will be allowed to trap it or to take it and to throw it away. Va'asa laharga, but to be careful not to kill it. So the question is over here. So let's say there's a flea. Right, I see, whatever, it's on my skin, it's biting me, or whatever the case is, or stinging. Again, it's not causing pain, it's just very annoying. And so now the question is, so I could take it, not to kill it, but like to throw it off. So the question is, that's really trapping. We just said you're not allowed to trap it, but this is really sort of trapping, so because I'm taking it in my hands, right? The muksa part is not the issue right now, because we said all these things are graf shel re'eh, so that's not a problem. It's an annoying type of thing, a gross type of thing, which we'll talk about that category of graf shel re'eh muksa when we talk about it. But these insects in these cases, these case scenarios, would not be muksa because it falls under the category of graf shel re'eh. So, but be it as it may, the Mishabura says in Sif Kotten Lamed Zion, he says that so why could I take it off? I'm trapping it, and it's even less than a bee. This flea is like less than a bee, so how could I even trap it? Because of the pain, a little bit of annoyance and so on from the bite, like Gozer Rabbanan al Isit Seida. So the Rabbanan were not Gozer on the Isser of trapping. So you could take it in your hands to trap it, you know, and to throw it away. Obviously, you're not going to take it to yourself. You take it and you throw it away. That's why he says the words. He says that he's biting. He's on the person's skin. Oh, so now the question is, there's a flea. Right, this flea, again, not a fly, a flea. A flea is a flea type of a thing. And like as opposed to a bee or something like that. A mosquito is sort of like the same family. Now, the only thing is, I do want to say, there are certain times that these fleas could spread, even dangerous, but certain diseases, so one has to know if it's a time and place. Sometimes it might be hard to, if the person is possibly in another country or they know these type of fleas could be dangerous. Obviously, it's a different story. Then you could just kill it. But a regular standard, let's say flea, so a person biting, for sure, you could take it and throw it off. And then the question is, what about in somebody, it's on somebody's shirt or blouse or something like that? V'yesh makilim, he says, there's a mishabrua, gam kishahu al chalukai. Let's say he's not biting the person, so it's step back. It's on the person's shirt, right, or a person's blouse or in their clothing, whatever the case is. Al chalukai mibifnim, it's on the inside of a person's shirt. V'yesh makilim, so those who even make it over there, Gam kishahu al chalukah mibifnim litle biyadeh, to take it even though it's on when it's on the inside of a person's clothing, litle biyadeh lashlicha, to take it and throw it away, the same thing. Pen yavilidei akitzav, it might come to bite the person. Ve'im efshaloi lahapilei laaretz belina tila biyad bevadei nochin lahachmer. The best thing is if it's possible, he says, ve'im efshaloi lahapilei, to throw it down laaretz belina tila biyad without tea, just like you shake your shirt, right? You shake your blouse, you shake the plant, the pants, the skirt, you take off the clothing, and the thing falls off. So that's the best thing to do, if it's possible. V'vadei nochen l'hachmer in those instances, so brings down the Mishnah Berurah. Now, he brings in the Sharetzi, and also the same thing is if it's on the person's skin and not biting, the same thing. V'aimbel yorah, he brings from the, actually from the Taz, V'yesh makilim, but he says also if it's somebody on somebody's skin, V'aimbel yorah, and sif katan samach gimel, V'aimbel yorah, shemesadet lifsei kataz be'im, who, al-basari, if it's tekalasa on the person's skin and it's not biting them, it's on their skin. The same thing, it could come to bite a person, so one would be allowed to take it and throw it off. Again, you could shake your arm sometimes, and it's just, so wherever it is, the finger, the arm, or whatever, in the hand, and it just flies away. If it doesn't, so again, you gotta be careful not to kill it, but just to take it and throw it off, again, not killing it, that would also be okay. So he brings the mice, the bottom line is he brings down, does the Sharetzin in the Sharetzin, Sim Samach Gimel. Again, where possible, to trying to shake it off, whether it's on your arm, in your clothing, and so on. Al Kemen Nachman Lachman Lachatkil, Vein Limchais Biyadim Akilim, those who are Meikol, he says, one, you don't have to be Moicha, you could leave them. In other words, that when it's on the skin, for sure, but even though that's how we brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, that those who are meikel, even when it's on the shirt, on the inside of one's shirt, to take it mamish with the hands, and to throw it off, that it shouldn't come to bite the person. On the outside of the shirt, that he doesn't go that far, but just throw it off, that would be fine. Okay, so just to sum up real quickly, we'll talk about next year, the Sefer Klolim puts the mosquito into the same group as the flea. In other words, when we say group, and when we talk about these various different insects, right now we're talking about the insects. I mean, in trapping, obviously there's a lot of things. Birds, we spoke about various different things, right? Animals, bechlal. But right now we're trying to work on the insect department. And we'll talk a little bit more about the mosquito in conjunction with if it falls into the category of a flea, which the Sefer Klolim brings it down. But just to sum up today with the flea itself, again, if it's on one skin biting, for sure they could take it. Shulchan Aruch says straight out, if it's biting a person, that's you can't kill it, but just to take it and throw it off, that's for sure you could do. It's not a problem, even if it's on one skin. And even there, those who are makel, if it's on the inside of their clothing, to take it and throw it off. Again, even though you're trapping it, but in these instances, Chazal were more makel. Where possible, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you could just shake your shirt or shake your whatever, shake your arm and it just flies away, that's always the best way to go, and not to have to come on to trapping it by taking it off, if it's possible. If you can't do it like that, so then, of course, you could just take it, like we saw, like the Yesh Makilim and so on, and to fling it away, being careful not to kill it. We'll talk more about this flea and the mosquito upcoming Shirim. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Bracha Kol Tov.